Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My friends, and welcome to AEW Rampage Ups and Downs. And I know you're looking at the video going, Simon, where the hell are you? Well, I would say go watch SmackDown Ups and Downs to get the proper explanation. But the short one is life, and sometimes you have to travel, but cameras are small, so they'll fit in your bag, so you can still record wrestling review shows. I mean, that's very specific to me, but you take my point. But yes, AEW did have their Friday night show known as Rampage, and I need to watch it, and I need to come on here and take my finger of power, which is not a euphemism, and give the good bits an up and the bad bits a down. So let's find out what we thought by upping those downs. The Rampage was absolutely hilarious because it was Adam Cole versus Trent Barretta. But if you looked at everybody else on the outside, you had Kyle O'Reilly, you had Bobby Fish, you had the Young Bucks, you had Britt Baker, and you had the Best Friends, you had Orange Cassidy, you had Chuck Taylor, you had Wheeler Yuta, you had Chris Statlander. It was absolutely ridiculous. It kind of looked like we were having a party, or if you live here in the UK, a work event. Fair play to Trent too, because at one point I was like, oh man, maybe he has hurt his neck again because I'm a massive idiot. But then there was this great bit when Adam Cole went from the Panama Sunrise, but Trent backdropped out of it, and I was like, oh man, he is okay wrestling. Trent then went for a spear on the outside, but instead he got thrown into Barry Barricade. And this is when we really doubled down on this next stuff. And honestly, someone needs to find Trent and give him the Seller of the Year award, because he really took the idea and he ran it into the ground, because the whole time he was like, oh man, my neck. It meant even when Cole had him in a headlock, you're like, oh my gosh, not a headlock, because you know what body part that is targeting. And Adam Cole was going for another Panama Sunrise at some point, but Trent was able to reverse it into a superplex. But do you know what happens when you're on the top rope and then you fall onto the ring, Mac? You hurt your neck. And yes, I'm going to stop doing that now, because hopefully you've taken my point. And if not, what the hell is wrong with you? We soon built to wrestling tennis, because my word, the amount of moves that were busted out here, because we saw Saito suplexes, we saw super kicks, we saw Canadian destroyers, we saw lariats, but we also saw this incredible reversal after Cole went for the Panama Sunrise yet again, but Trent hit Strong Zero. And honestly, I bit on this, I thought it was that, but Adam Cole got his foot on the ropes at two. I mean, bravo. I think this got everybody else at ringside super excited, because they took that moment to go, man, it's time to fight. And the referee couldn't handle this at all, because there was so much craziness, he basically started spinning around going, ah. It allowed Cole to wham Trent right in the balls and finally hit his running knee to the back of the head to get the win. But once again, I clap once, I'm going to clap again. This was such a good match. And if you do not intend on watching Rampage, you should just for this, but also there's plenty of other good stuff too. It's getting it up. And a quick video reminder that Mercedes Martinez and Thunder Rosa hate each other at the moment, and I think that match is going to be really good. When Sean Spears decided, well, Wardlow is my accountability buddy, why don't I go do all the stuff that he's been doing recently? Because he was facing Andrew Everett, who I'm sure you've never heard of before, and was making his AEW debut, And yeah, Sean Spears basically got in the ring, he hit him with the C4, he beat him for the 1-2-3, and all in all, it must have gone about 35 seconds. The reason this was so good, though, was the aftermath, because Sean Spears got on a microphone and cut this great promo telling CM Punk he just ain't some rookie with a year's experience, aka Wardlow. He is a proper veteran, which means when they do fight on Dynamite, Sean Spears is gonna win. And he's not, but I tell you, for a split second, I believed him. We kept cutting to Wardlow throughout all this, though, who had this expression on his face like he'd rather die than hear this moron go on anymore. And the fans were so behind Wardlow. All of this is tremendous. All of it with these two guys and MJF and CM Punk, it's just all fitting together perfectly. And we're going to come out the other side with a brand new babyface star, e.g. Wardlow. So I think this is tremendous. And we achieved all of this in around about 5 minutes. We also finally got this acclaimed rap video they've been talking about for ages. And of course we had Max Caster, we had Anthony Bowens, but I'm pretty sure we also had the budget reject from a Kiss tribute video. I mean, it was meant to be Sting, but seriously, it could have been Gene Simmons. I really do like these guys, as I say all the time though, because they've just got something, and of course they made a bunch of references here. I mean, they talked about Jackass, they talked about living in your car, they talked about being arrested, and yes, there's no two ways to say it. They also made jokes about people having small penises. So I don't know exactly what it is about these two, but they massively entertain me, and they should absolutely get a title run at some point. I'm giving it up. We then got back to stories, because it was Nyla Rose, the Bunny, and Penelope Ford taking on Red Velvet, Chris Statlander, and Layla Hirsch, and we know the deal with those last two. I mean, you could have seen this coming a mile off. Because, of course, the whole narrative here has been the fact that Layla Hirsch doesn't really like Chris Statlander anymore, because she doesn't believe Chris Statlander has had her best intentions at heart. Meaning, the big question here was, oh my gosh, how are they going to exist in a tag team match? And the answer, like most of wrestling, is that they couldn't. Because after they did fall out during the middle of their match, which is never a good idea, the Bunny snuck up, she pushed them into each other and used that opportunity to hit the most devastating move in all of entertainment, the surprise roll-up, and she beat him for the 1-2-3. And here's the thing, when Hirsch eventually does turn on this alien's ass properly and gives her a proper beating, she will absolutely elevate herself. I think she will be a great heel, and if you want to add an extra little something-something into this and put her in Team Taz, well, I'm not going to argue with you. The thing is, I kind of feel like we've already gone past the point where we should have turned her. Maybe we should have even done it on this episode of Rampage. So while the match was fine and I like the angle, like I say, it just feels like we've taken it one step too far, meaning we should probably do it when it comes to Dynamite, but we don't think we are. So I am going to give it a down. But again, do not get me wrong. Chris Statlander versus Layla Hirsch will rock. Just needs to be sped up a touch. The men of the year were then backstage cutting a promo. As Scorpio Sky rightfully pointed out, he probably deserves a TNT title shot eventually, which he does. And given that Ricky Starks was on commentary, as always, we also set up a feud between him and Jay Lethal for the FDW title. I imagine that would be a pretty good fight. Don Silver and Alex Reynolds then won the entire night, though, because we were doing our big, oh my gosh, it's main event time interview, when, because they were talking to the Jurassic Express and Christian, they got out a couple of kazoos a la Edge and Christian. Chris Jericho then came in second for the night, because when everyone was making their entrances, he knows, you know what really grinds my gears? When the fans sing other people's entrance music. Great. Otherwise, though, this was the Jurassic Express taking on the Dark Order for the AEW Tag Team Championships, and I will keep it nice and simple. What are you doing on this Saturday? You are going to watch this match. It was terrific, and it's getting it up. We all know the deal with Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. They are just so great at what they do. And it's not like it's a surprise when it comes to Alex Reynolds and John Silver, but sometimes you may forget. And Johnny Hungy especially. Every time he gets a tag, he gets in the ring, he goes at 100 miles per hour, he takes everybody out like it's effortlessness. And here also afterwards, he got right in Christian's face. This guy is great. He also caught Jungly Jing, who dived at him, put him in a suplex position when Alex Reynolds saw this and also dived to take him out. And honestly, that was one of the best things I've seen in ages. It all built to the hot tag for Luchasaurus, who is also just on another level at the moment. I mean, at one point, he kind of gave them both choke slams, but also somehow choke slammed John Silver onto Alex Reynolds. And this was just absolute carnage. I mean, I can't even explain what came next, because it was like a superplex, Tower of Doom, powerbomb thingamajig, All I do know is that you have to at least go and watch the gif of it. I mean, it was just four men trying to kill themselves. Dark Order then went all super tag team, which is always a really smart thing to do, because the best thing about tag team wrestling is when you get your partner and say, why don't we go and do a bunch of double team maneuvers? And this got so out of control, at one point Jungle Boy grabbed John Silver and he chucked him into Evil Uno, who was also at ringside. The boy wasn't done at all though, because then he was back in the ring and he did that crazy move where he jumps over Luchasaurus and hits a Canadian Destroyer. And as usual, I had to go and lay down at that point because I was like, what else can they do? As it turned out, not a lot, because it did open the door for the champions to hit their double cutter finishing move. They got the 1-2-3. The Dark Order weren't successful. They are still the champions. But again, just to make it very clear, this was absolutely fantastic. 5 stars, 6 stars in the Tokyo Dome. It's also how AEW Rampage ended this week. And I tell you, AEW are getting so good at taking even more segments and cramming them into Rampage without the 60 minutes feeling too crazy. I had a really good time watching this one, and it's getting it up.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.